Audio Morning Brief for the U.S. Grain Markets. I'm Rich Paulson for Critical Point, 7:39 a.m. Eastern Time, July 17th. Okay, the market was up overnight. They're still entertaining some of the heat that can be coming through. The heat is mostly down the southwest, southern states, and it's horrible. And we're setting records all over the world. Okay, it's just record global heat. Interesting thing is you move up north, though, we're really not seeing it over in the northeast. Yeah, it's warm, it's humid. Everything's growing fantastic, almost a little too much rain, turning into a bit of a tropics even. But that can be moving from the west to the east, and this heat dome could develop into something significant. At any rate, here's the model analysis, what the model is saying. Okay, the weather didn't quite line up with the level three trends. Normally, the fundamentals and even the news and excitement of people will come in within the trends that the model shows business cycle-wise. It normally does not come in the sense of disrupting the trend. It's normally supporting the trend. It may show up right at the time of a trend reversal, but most of the time it's within trends supporting. And this time around last week, it should have gone lower into this week. Instead, it reversed sharply higher, and it was because the news just didn't quite match, and the traders were caught off guard. It was a bit of a surprise, even for some of the best of traders. They decided to make a deal out of it. First, they didn't, but it didn't last long. They did change their mind abruptly and said, let's go for it, okay? So, where are we? The model suggesting that for the September corn futures, the last level three top was July 7th, and it's a little early yet for a level three top. This market can stay up all week and then be down by next week, okay? But it can also top out later in the week, midweek, late week, and start down into next week and go lower next week, okay? This is suggesting that we may only have just a few days that they continue to get excited over the heat dome and the possibilities of hurting the crop an additional amount. Now, already overnight, they're starting to ease the market back. They got excited. They created a little gap up. So it probably means they got to bring it down, fill the gap. They may bring it down today, maybe even into tomorrow or something, put it right back up for that level three top. But we have to be concerned of some of, you know, that the market can go lower for the larger trends. I'll explain in a moment. So what do we have for upside? Well, one of the old targets we had right around 518 on up to about 528 or so is still valid. That might be a little bit different than what I gave you in the past year. I'm just looking at a chart and I can't see it that clearly, all right? And I don't have an actual printout on from the model. But at least overnight, it met that old target. And I feel like saying, well, we deserve a gold star for it. But at any rate, we have the latest updated targets of coming in at about 524, 531, and 537. So there's that amount of upside potential here this week. Now, the daily indicator is just touching overbought, but it's also widening the spread as of today, as if it's saying we can have lingering near-term upside momentum the next 1 to 3 days. Well, the model's allowing for that. The model's saying there ought to be some additional upside in that regards. All right, now what we want to do is flip to the weekly chart. And the weekly chart is saying, okay, you've had a wonderful retracement. When the model's saying, yes, we need to be taking the bullishness seriousness when we look at the daily charts and the intraday charts, the level threes, the level fours, the intraday. But the model's also saying when it comes to level two, level one trends, we don't want to take the upside that serious. We want to assume this bullish weather is going to go away. It won't be lingering long enough to make a sizable up move. The model is still bearish into August for corn, and it's even bearish into September, October for corn. So interesting flip of how the model can be quite bullish here on a day-to-day basis. When we start focusing more on weekly data, on out to monthly data, and also those types of price fluctuations, the model's not that serious at all on this bullishness. On a reverse modeling point of view, it's saying you're not going to get a crop problem out of this heat dome. But we also have to keep in mind, there are things there weather-wise, which is short-term, and climate-wise, which is long-term, and specifically with the cyclical model, that there could still be some surprises here when we couldn't keep up with it necessarily on a short-term to intermediate basis. So we still got to look over our shoulder. This could be a very good bull market year yet, but it's looking as though it won't be. Okay, that's the best analysis. In fact, we'll talk about in the weekly update a pattern that I've learned all the way back to 1800s. It might be best to hold these grains down into harvest, take them up into next year. It might actually be a better setup for a weather-driven bull market next year. So at any rate, the September corn futures on the weekly chart are at the five-week average, and they're hesitating, like they're respecting it, and they should. Okay, that's a strong indicator to watch. So watch out. If this turns out to be a down week, okay, then it will be lower in the next week, like we said, but it ought to keep working to try to be lower into sometime August. All right, that's enough on the corn, which also gives us a clue for all the other markets here, so I can speak a little bit less of those. For the soybeans, the model is using a level 3 top as of July 5th. I kind of personally flipped there, and even the model offered some alternate forecasts. And it's now suggesting, like the corn market, and it's nice to see that the corn and beans are now on the same page, that might increase the odds of being accurate here. It's saying it really ought to go higher into mid to late this week, even early next week, but it ought to be lower next week. And the key is, can it start going lower late this week into next week? Now, we have some upside objectives that I'm fairly confident with. They're probably at about 1440, 1451, 1462 for the daily chart. So consider it can go that high this week, but also consider it may just stall out. Eventually, these upside targets may be too high, and the daily indicator is overbought, but it's also trying to widen its spread this morning. So that may be a signal, yes, we're going to have lingering near-term upside momentum next 1 to 3 days, and the model is saying, yeah, it ought to be like 2, 3, 4, 5 days, okay? Until we see trade below last Friday's low at 1384.5, I think you got to give the bulls at least a very short-term, near-term opportunity to put it higher. So let's go to the weekly chart now. And what the model is suggesting is this week or next ought to be the latest allowed for level 2, level 1. And we had said all along July 17th is the latest week. So we think the emphasis is on this week, that next week is lower probability, but it is something might go wrong here to keep it up just a little longer than we think. So we think it's topping this week for level 3. Late this week, it's probably not going to top early next week. And we think that's for the level 3, but we think any level 3, we've been saying this for a few weeks now, any level 3 can trigger level 2, level 1. And we had the first opportunity 2 weeks ago with the corn. It was even earlier than that. We're running out of opportunities. This should be about it for soybeans going higher. But for those of you who are quite bullish, I just gave you the daily chart that offers a nice trade to the upside. But if you're hungry for much higher targets, I must say we do have a possibility of 1479, 1505, and 1531. And then we can even come up with some strange ones that are probably offering 1576 all the way up to 1650 or something like that. That makes no sense at the moment. That's strictly just chart calculation, and you need to complete those other targets first and prove there's still time to go up and they're still in some kind of a trend with strength. And obviously, to go that high, we need a big development here. We need that heat dome to really stick around a long time, slowly come across the country, and really be hot. And I'm thinking the heat is staying south. I don't think it's really going to do all that much, at least for the mid-corn belt into the east, okay? But anyways, those are some upside targets to consider. But do keep in mind, a negative week reversal, a down closing week this week, probably a sign of a level 1, probably a sign the weather's going to get back to being okay again. The dome isn't going to stick around any longer. There's not another one coming anytime soon. And we're just going to see this market go down into August right along with corn. So we're looking for that negative action. But this time of year, You know, people could be so more emotional, it might be best to see, will they really sell it and take it out? So I think if you see it going below last week's close at 13.99 and three quarters, you got to consider it's working on a negative week reversal. It can be bearish. Now, you'll have to watch the five-day average around 13.65 or so. I'm sorry, the five-week average. Now, the weekly indicator is overbought, and it's the second time being overbought, so it is a setup for a top to work, and it's already had one false signal, so the odds are even greater that the next signal will work. But I have seen this and these indicators be wrong twice in a row, and then the third time the indicator works. So it may be a while yet. We may get yet a false sell signal here, but it's looking as though the price action, the market itself is saying this weather probably isn't going to stick around. We're just trying to get out of the way with it, play it on a short-term basis, and then we'll get right back to our bearish scenario. All right, now, and I don't have any fresh insight on the weather. I'll probably see what Eric Snodgrass says tonight. Over the weekend, I saw he tweeted on smoke in some of the satellite maps and this and that, and Canada's still got quite a deal going on there. All right, let's move to the wheat market here. Now, the wheat market, last week, corn and wheat bottomed for level threes before they should have. Wheat was a little closer than corn. It just didn't work. And that's, I think that was only the second opportunity this year. And that's, the level threes just didn't work. It just didn't stay down as long as it should have. And I must see that that's kind of rare, okay? It should have been zero most of the time is the best way to bet on it. But anyway, that's what happened. So we've retimed it. The clock has been adjusted, and it is saying, yep, it can go up this week, all this week and early next, and then down next week. We're looking for a bottom next week. We're looking for selling next week. Can the selling come in this week? Yes, but perhaps not to Thursday or Friday. This market can stay up to midweek, on into the end of the week, even to start of next week. But it's starting to run out of time now, and the prices are getting higher. High enough, and you could just see a wave of selling's coming. And that's warning is probably the weather's going to flip, okay? It won't be supported enough long enough. Now, what of upside objectives? Well, we're actually fairly confident in these objectives, even though we're in a weather market and anything goes, but we have 698, probably about a 707, and probably about a 717. So consider that as a critical point range. And so now the daily indicator is only approaching overbought, and it's wide enough spread as of today to suggest chance for lingering near-term upside momentum next 1 to 3 days. So it looks as though the marketplace has put all three markets on the same page, and the commercials and the funds they're not all on the same page. There's somebody betting against us. I'm just saying as a group, they're pretty much on the same page, okay? And so there is still potential upside here. But it's looking like we got a little bit of gap started today. You know, they got a little too carried away today. But we'll see. I think the key is let's give them into Wednesday to be bullish. But from Wednesday into next Tuesday, any negative daily reversal should be a level three top for corn, wheat, and soybeans. And then for soybeans, any daily negative reversal could also be a clue for level two, level one tops. And then, of course, a weekly reversal would make us bearish. Okay. Ultimately, I think all three markets will be back down in August. We just got to try to stay out of the way with this and deal with this. And yes, like I say, when we get really short term, the model is saying this could be quite bullish. But as we bow out to those bigger intermediate trends, it's saying this is probably just a knee-jerk reaction here in corn and wheat, and it's just a little bit of an extension in soybeans that is actually going into exhaustion. It's heading into a top, and the model's unwilling to change the attitude. They're going to sell by August. They're going to get their fun over this month. And as far as this month, it's possible they can keep the bullish fun into next week, but it's more likely it's ending this week. All three markets. Past results are not necessarily indicative of future results. Keep an eye on that weather. Keep an eye on your technical indicators. Other than that, nothing else matters. Thank you.